Governor Gavin Newsom's revised budget plan, the May revise, puts forward a balanced proposal with $322 billion in total state spending. But it's less optimistic than his January plan, in part because of what's happened in the first months of the Trump administration, what Newsom calls the president's reckless assaults on the engines of growth. And Newsom says California is in Trump's sights.
Best to describe this as a Trump slump all across the United States. It's reflected in adjustments by every independent economist, by leading banks, by institutions. Across the board, we are projecting impacts because of the uncertainty that have led to a downgrade in our projections. And I'll get to the budget very briefly. Those downgrades include the disproportionate impacts in a state like California.
Those impacts include the chaos and uncertainty around Trump's ever-changing tariffs and California's loss of tourism and less business for the state's ports. Newsom says he's not blaming Trump for the deficit, but he is linking $16 billion of state revenue loss to the actions of the Trump administration.
I'm saying in the short run, we had a $7.9 billion increase above projections, and that came to a screeching halt shortly after Liberation Day, and it's significantly impacted our economic projections. And it's not just as it relates to GDP growth, unemployment, but also inflationary pressures that have forced us to adjust our budget.
Another part of the deficit is the swelling budget for Medicaid, the state local health program for the poor, known in California as Medi-Cal. And that's trouble for a health program for undocumented immigrants. California was among the first states to extend free health care benefits to all poor adults, regardless of their immigration status last year, an ambitious plan touted by Newsom to help the nation's most populous state inch closer to a goal of universal health care. But the cost for such expansion ran $2.7 billion more than the administration had anticipated. So Newsom is proposing to freeze the budget for enrollment in the state-funded health care program for undocumented residents. Under his plan, people in the program would not be kicked off, but starting next year, it will no longer take new applicants.
We're not cutting or rolling back those that are enrolled in our Medi-Cal system. We're just capping it, particularly for those without documentation. We're the only state in the country, and many states have expanded health care under their Medicaid system, our Medi-Cal here in California system. No state has done more than the state of California. No state will continue to do more than the state of California by a long shot.
Some advocates say Newsom's cap on the program goes against commitments he's made. Masih Fouladi, director of the California Immigrant Policy Center, said the proposal just does not match with our values as a state. The budget plan is now in the hands of the legislature. As for Newsom, he ended his budget presentation with something of a call to action.
I began with vulnerability. I want to end with vulnerability, but I also want to end with agency. We're not victims. We're not bystanders. We can shape the future. And so this notion of having a vision is important.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.